The perfection of effort. Effort is a mind that delights in virtue. Effort practiced with bodhicitta motivation is a perfection of effort. Effort is not something to be practiced separately, but a practice that should accompany all our virtuous endeavors. We practice effort when we apply ourselves enthusiastically to Dharma study or meditation, strive to accomplish Dharma realizations, or put effort into helping others. Applying ourselves energetically to non-virtuous or neutral actions, however, is not a practice of effort. With effort, we can attain mundane and supramundane happiness. It enables us to complete those virtuous actions that cause birth in the fortunate realms, as well as those that lead to liberation and enlightenment. With effort, we can purify all our negativities and attain whatever good qualities we wish for. However, without effort, even if our wisdom is sharp, we shall be unable to complete our spiritual practices. To generate effort, we need to overcome the three types of laziness: procrastination, attraction to what is meaningless or non-virtuous, and discouragement. Procrastination is a reluctance or unwillingness to put effort into spiritual practice immediately. For example, although we may have an interest in Dharma and intend to practice it, we may feel that we can postpone our practice until some point in the future, when we have had a holiday, when the children have grown up, or when we retire. This is a dangerous attitude because the opportunity to practice Dharma is easily lost. Death can strike at any time. Moreover, when we have finished the particular task that is presently preventing us from practicing Dharma, we can be certain that another will arise to take its place. Worldly activities are like an old man's beard. Though he may shave it off in the morning, it has grown again by the evening. Therefore, we should abandon procrastination and begin to practice Dharma immediately. The best remedy for the laziness of procrastination is to meditate on our precious human life and on death and impermanence. Most of us are very familiar with the second type of laziness. We give in to it whenever we watch television for hours on end, without caring what comes on, when we indulge in prolonged conversations with no purpose, or when we become engrossed in sports or business ventures for their own sake. Activities such as these dissipate the energy we have for practicing Dharma. Though they may seem pleasant, they deceive us, wasting our precious human life and destroying our opportunity to attain real and lasting happiness. To overcome this type of laziness, we need to meditate again and again on the dangers of samsara, remembering that all the entertainments of worldly life are deceptive, because in reality, they serve only to bind us within samsara and cause us even more suffering. The laziness of discouragement is very common in these degenerate times. Since we cannot see with our own eyes living examples of enlightened beings, and since our spiritual progress is often much slower than we expect it to be, we may begin to doubt whether Buddhahood is possible, or we may conclude that it must be so rare that there is almost no hope of attaining it. We may also see faults in our spiritual guide and in those who are practicing Dharma and conclude that they have no realizations and that effort put into Dharma practice is wasted. If we find we are becoming discouraged in this way, we need to remember that every appearance to the minds of ordinary beings is mistaken because it is contaminated by ignorance. We can be certain that when, through practicing Dharma sincerely, we eliminate our ignorance and attain pure minds, pure beings such as Buddhas will definitely appear clearly to us. If we strive to attain higher realizations before we have mastered the basics, we must expect to become discouraged. We need to understand that even the highest realizations have small beginnings, and learn to value the small experiences of Dharma that we have already attained. Perhaps our attitude towards other people is less biased than it used to be. Perhaps we are more patient or less arrogant, or perhaps our faith is stronger. These small improvements are the seeds that will eventually grow into higher realizations, and we should cherish them accordingly. We should not expect great changes straight away. We all have Buddha nature, the potential to attain great enlightenment. And now that we have met perfect instructions on the Mahayana path, if we practice steadily, without becoming discouraged, eventually we shall definitely attain enlightenment without having to undergo great hardships. So what reason is there to become discouraged? There are three types of effort. Armor-like effort, which is a strong determination to succeed that we generate at the beginning of a virtuous action. The effort of gathering virtuous dharmas, which is the actual effort we apply when we strive to gain dharma realizations, and the effort of benefiting others, which is the effort we apply when we strive to benefit other living beings. We need to apply effort in a skillful way. Some people begin their practice with great enthusiasm and then give up when great results do not appear. Like a waterfall caused by a sudden storm, cascading furiously for a short time and then trickling away to nothing. Our effort should not be like this. At the very beginning of our practice, we should make a firm decision that we shall persevere until we attain Buddhahood, no matter how long it takes, even if it takes many lives. Then we should practice gently and constantly, like a great river that flows day and night, year after year. When we are tired, we should relax and resume our effort when we are properly rested. If we try to force ourselves beyond our natural capacity, we shall only become tense, irritable, or sick. Dharma practice should be a joyful affair. It is said that when we practice Dharma, we should be like a child at play. When children are engrossed in their games, they feel completely contented, and nothing can distract them.